USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is tapping retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to conduct a review of security after the deadly violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
Following the attack last week on the Capitol complex, there's been unprecedented mobilization of security in the Capitol.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the incoming Biden administration, tells NBC's Today Show Biden's plan to vaccinate 100 million people in 100 days is doable.
We think it's quite feasible that we can do that. Right now, even now, we've gone from 500,000 a day to 750,000 a day. I believe strongly that it's doable, and if we do it, stay on target to get the overwhelming majority of the country vaccinated.
USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted his company's decision to ban President Trump from its platform set a dangerous precedent. In this leaked audio that was sent by a Twitter employee to Project Veritas, Dorsey says President Trump is only the beginning.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on.
Millions of Americans are facing severe weather conditions as blizzard warnings have been issued from Minnesota to Missouri. The Midwest currently being hit with high winds and heavy snow, up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former member of the Trump administration is speaking out regarding impeachment.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose, is to have President Trump be the only person impeached twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, Americans suffering from the coronavirus pandemic and entrepreneurs who, are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL playoffs crank back up Saturday and Sunday with doubleheaders on each day. Saturday, your first game will see the Green Bay Packers host the Los Angeles Rams. In the nightcap, the Ravens head to Buffalo to play against the Bills. Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Cleveland Browns, and the New Orleans Saints host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.